The epistle is taken from Romans chapter 6, beginning at verse 12, and is about life in Christ. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that, though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were set free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The reading is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I don't know how many of you may have seen an advertisement which is currently running on one of the television providers, which shows a young boy continuously saying, "Sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will hurt me never." And each time he says that, his face gets more and more concerned when he says, "Sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will hurt me never." And then the camera pans to a television screen, and it's quite clear that that young boy is the subject of cyberbullying. There's a lot of online bullying. It seems that the President of the United States goes in for it too. I wouldn't suggest that he has driven any young children or teenagers to suicide, but there is no doubt that cyberbullying can and does lead to that dreadful result. Bullying is always despicable. It must always be confronted, but however regretful it may be, name-calling seems to come easily to the human condition, whether it's based on race, based on gender, or on some other aspect of human condition such as sexuality or even size. And the world at the time of our Lord was no different. At the time of Jesus, in the Greek-speaking world and in the world of the rabbis, to be little in size called for disparagement. I don't think you hear people being called titch quite as often as you used to, but although titch can be a word of endearment, it tends to have overtones of sizeism, horrid word, it tends to be a disparagement. And in today's gospel, we have Jesus speaking of these little ones, but there's no idea at all, no feel, of course, of disparagement. And those little ones are not children, although children would be embraced in the whole of what our Lord is talking about. Rather, these little ones are his disciples who are about to go out into a hostile world where they will be pushed aside, where they will be vilified. And this concept of Jesus' disciples as little ones is taken up again later in the Gospel of St. Matthew, where the disciples are exhorted to become like little children. And you'll see it again later still in St. Matthew's Gospel, when Jesus speaks of the righteous asking, "Lord, when did we see you thirsty and give you drink?" And the king replies, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of these my brothers, even these little ones, even to the least, you did it to me." It's worth remembering that however insignificant a disciple I may be, or you may be, yet we are each one of us disciples. And therefore we each one of us have a place in the spreading of Christ's gospel. And we should recognize too, although the translations in the modern translations differ, that when this morning's gospel speaks of someone giving just one cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he or she is a disciple, it is talking about discipleship. It may be that we're recovering the summer again, but during the recent heat waves, each one of us would have appreciated quite how much a cup of water could mean. And that was particularly so, of course, in the land of our Lord in Palestine, much of which is desert or semi-desert. But it's not always easy to recognize who a disciple may be. I'm never quite sure, let me confess, whether to give money to beggars that we see on our streets. sometimes we're asked by the social workers not to do so. I do try and give some money to the people who are trying to sell The Big Issue, a dreadful magazine in my view, but they are at least trying to get back onto the employment ladder. But when that same person, male or female, tends to turn up in the same spot month after month, sometimes year after year, I'm afraid I begin to wonder. Why am I telling you this? Well, because fairly recently I stopped by one of those sellers of The Big Issue. And I saw that he was tend to push a book away so I couldn't see it. And I said, "What book are you reading?" And slightly shamefacedly, he showed me that he was reading the Bible. He was reading from the book of Samuel, and he had already highlighted many passages in that book. It should have occurred to me, but it hadn't, that he was one of Christ's disciples. You'll remember that the Epistle to the Hebrew tells us that we may entertain angels unawares. And therefore it was a reminder to me, and perhaps also to you, that even one small act of kindness has its reward in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.